In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Wednesday, a hump day. That means Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. We are down to, what, 27 days till Election Day. Early voting begins a week from Saturday. It is starting to get exciting, and the races could not be tighter. Let's check in with Chuck Muth on our City National Bank guest hotline. Chuck, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you this fine week?
I am so good knowing that Justice Brett Kavanaugh is sitting on the bench hearing cases now for the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm curious at the end of the day what you made of all of this. The circus, the threats, the mob, all of that that went into confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh.
Well, I'm very, very sorry for what the Kavanaugh family had to go through. But the end result, and it's more than what you just pointed out, the end result that Brett Kavanaugh is now on the Supreme Court with a lifetime appointment, and that the court now has decidedly moved more to the right to strict constructionist, you know, views of the majority of the justices. I mean, that's a good thing. That's a great thing, actually. More importantly, as you noted, you know, the mob scenes, the circus atmosphere of the hearing, this has done more along the same lines of what happened with all the Trump derangement syndrome that resulted in Donald Trump actually getting elected as president. I think that it's going to have a tremendous impact on turnout among Republicans in the election on November the 6th, especially here in Nevada, and that it could very well have now shifted, you know, the closeness, as you said, of those races. I think there was probably leaning toward Democrats in a lot of these races. I think that is now shifted over to the right, and I think Republicans are in much better shape now because of it.
Now, the Democrats are pushing back on rhetoric that we're all using. I've used it forever. I used it at Berkeley when Milo Yiannopoulos was trying to speak and they were throwing bike racks through plate glass windows and trying to burn down the student union. The idea that these were mobs, and they are angry mobs, but now we've got the Democrats saying, wait a minute, this is in the tradition of civil rights demonstrations and free speech that everybody uses. True or false?
Well, it's false. I mean, what they're doing now, the Democrats are responsible for. I mean, they've stirred this up. They've encouraged it. You've got crazy people like Maxine Waters, you know, telling these left-wing nut jobs to go out there and harass people in restaurants and private businesses, you know, wherever they are. Don't give them any rest. I mean, this is going to result in, I think, a tremendous backlash against this left. And the American people, look, the people who are already rock solid for Democrats, they're still rock solid for Democrats. The people who are rock solid for Republicans, they're still rock solid for Republicans. It's that small sliver of undecided voters who aren't really paying attention, who foolishly aren't listening to Kevin Wall every day on the radio. Those people are now starting to tune in, and they're seeing what's going on, and they don't like it. And those are the people who decide these very close races, like what we're seeing here in Nevada. And I think it is tipped and tilted the balance over to the Republican side. They see the economy is surging. They see that peace is breaking out all over the world. They see these bad trade deals being renegotiated. And I don't think the people, regardless of what they think of Donald Trump personally as an individual, I don't think they're going to want to reverse the success that we've had over the past 2 years.
Again, Chuck Booth joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline, the president of Citizen Outreach. And I want to ask you, as a political operative, I want you to play devil's advocate here for a second. How do the Democrats regain control of this Frankenstein that they have unleashed on the population, this angry mob? How do they get them to stop being an angry mob?
I don't think they can. You know, these people truly are deranged. I mean, some of the threats that they're making on social media and even in interviews, the demonstrations, the banging on the Supreme Court doors, I mean, they're just completely unhinged. I don't know how you put that genie back in the bottle. I don't know that anything is going to change that unless, and here's the worst thing that could happen, Kevin. If the Democrats are successful on November the 6th, all that's going to do is further encourage them. These crazy people are going to say, hey, being crazy and being violent and doing all this stuff works. And so it's going to continue. If you want to put an end to this, the way to do it is to have Republicans win, hold the Senate, hold the House, hopefully expand their majorities. And that will teach the Democrats, the leaders of the Democrat Party, that, hey, encouraging this kind of activity is blowing back on us. It's hurting us at the ballot box. We need to get them to knock it off. And until the leaders of the Democrat Party stand up and tell them to stop this stuff, it's not going to stop.
Again, Chuck Booth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach on our City National Bank guest hotline. Let me just ask you, looking down the road in these final 27 days of the campaign, the midterm campaign, what is your sense, just listening to people, talking to people, being out there, keeping your ear to the ground, are Americans, and I'm talking about not just Democrats, not just Republicans, but independents, are they starting to take note of this?
Yeah, that's the interesting thing. I think that's the positive thing for Republicans here. I know there have been a lot of people on the fence about Dean Heller, based on a lot of what he had done in 2016 and not actively supporting President Trump. There's still some lingering suspicion about him, but I think the Kavanaugh hearings and everything that's happened with that and since then, a lot of these independents who aren't real solid conservative, you know, what you would call base Republican voters, are looking at this circus-like atmosphere and saying, no, that's not what I signed up for. That's not what I want. And I think it's going to really help people like Dean Heller, who have been locked in a very, very close race for a long time here. And that's probably about a half a dozen U.S. Senate races around the country. And I think the balance is now tipped in the Republicans' favor because of this.
I want to ask you about that race. We just saw just yesterday, I guess, that Jackie Rosen announcing that she has raised $7.1 million for her Senate bid in the last quarter. How do you see that race?
Well, here's the thing. There's only so much media you can buy. There's only so much mail you can do. You get to a point, especially with only 4 weeks to go, where the money really doesn't make that much of a difference. It made a difference early on in the campaigns, but at this point in time, having that money advantage, it's simply overkill. And if you are using that money to promote a message that people aren't buying, it's simply not going to work. And I think that's the problem that Congresswoman Rosen has at this point, is that the balance of public opinion is now shifted away from her, and it doesn't matter how much money she has or how much money she spends, Dean Heller has enough money to get his message out, and she can't swamp him with the money that she has. I think that money is no longer the advantage that it would have been a month, 2 months, 3 months ago.
And what is the latest polling that you've seen? I mean, is it as close as everybody's saying? One or two or three points?
Yeah, from the polling that I've seen, it's still within the margin of error. If the margin of error is 3 or 4 points, the polling shows, I think, Senator Heller now pulling ahead by about 2 points. So, again, that's still within the margin of error. But Big Mo is on his side, as they say, big momentum. The momentum seems to be moving toward Senator Heller and away from Jackie Rosen now. And if that continues through Election Day, I think you're going to see Senator Heller get reelected. I think you're going to see Danny Tarkanian get elected in the 3rd Congressional District. And we may very well see former Congressman Cresson Hardy win back his seat in the 4th Congressional District.
Wow, wow. You just came out the other day with a Muth's Truths, which essentially is where you are, you, Chuck Muth, are headed towards this election. There were a number of none of the above, which I found interesting. But you did come down for Dean Heller, right?
I am now leaning toward Dean Heller.
Okay,
I've been very, very anti-Dean for a long time, but I've always said for, you know, the past year, if the election were held today, I would not vote for Dean Heller. I'm no longer in that position, and that's why I am so opposed to early voting and, you know, making these statements so early on, because circumstances change. And Kevin, to tell you the truth, that Kavanaugh circus really, really had an impact on me, and that has definitely changed my thinking on this. So, yeah, I'm leaning toward Heller now, but I'm not quite there yet still.
Any of those other type of races, I did see a couple of other undecideds. Any other races that you're still pondering?
I can tell you that in the lieutenant governor's race, I absolutely will not support Michael Roberson. That may well result in the Democrat candidate winning the lieutenant governor's race, but this is a guy who just lied to the voters about opposing tax hikes and then not only voted for the largest tax hike in history in 2015, he rammed it through as the Senate Majority Leader. And I just know that if he is rewarded for that, he has just tremendous ambitions, and he's just going to keep going up and up the ladder, and he just cannot be trusted. So I will be supporting Jeanine Hansen, who's the independent American Party candidate for lieutenant governor. She's a true conservative, and that's who I'll be supporting there. The one that I'm really, really conflicted on is the attorney general's race. I am still undecided on that. It's Wes Duncan, the Republican, versus Aaron Ford, the Democrat, and Joel Hanson, who's running as the independent American Party candidate. Joel Hanson is by far the better qualified of all three of them. And I just have some real serious concerns about Wes Duncan. I mean, no question Aaron Ford would be horrible as attorney general. The man sees the entire world through the prism of race. And would be really bad, but I just have some real serious concerns about Wes Duncan and whether or not he would be a true independent attorney general or whether he's just a tool of the Republican establishment in Carson City.
Now, this is what we always go through. A vote for Joel Hanson, would it be a vote for Aaron Ford?
Yeah, I mean, people are going to make that argument. You know, and they'll say that a vote for Joel Hanson is, you know, is a wasted vote. But yeah, I'm conflicted. That's why I said I'm undecided, and that's why I don't vote early, Kevin. This is a real, real tough one for me. I remember when Wes Duncan first ran for the state assembly, he refused to sign the taxpayer protection pledge. That raised red flags. I'm concerned that when he worked in the Attorney General's office, as an employee of the Attorney General's office, he raised $190,000 for his campaign from people he was regulating. That's a concern. I'm concerned that He should have been. He was in line to be the Speaker of the Assembly when Republicans got the majority in 2014. And then at the last minute, he quit his job as an assemblyman after being elected and took the job in the Attorney General's office. There's just a lot about the man that I'm really, really concerned about what he would do in office. Although I got to grant you that Aaron Ford would be absolutely horrible, too.
Well, and there could be an argument made. I've heard this argument made. For instance, if you wanted to send a message, the one to do it to would be Michael Roberson, because it's lieutenant governor. What does lieutenant governor do? Presides over the Senate. Besides that, deals with tourism. It's not something where he's going to be dealing with a lot of policy. And that if you were going to send a message, so to speak, you'd do it in that race, and maybe not the AG's race. The attorney general dictates a lot of stuff. I mean,
That's a very, very valid point. And again, the other thing about the lieutenant governor's thing is, that puts him, as they say about the vice president position, a heartbeat away from the governor's mansion. And that's just frightening. Unfortunately, Michael Roberson just has no character, no honor. His word is no good. And man, that's just a frightening prospect that he could end up in the governor's office.
I want to ask you, there's been in Assembly District 5, this battle between Mac Miller and Jason Burke, and a judge yesterday essentially reversed himself, and it will not be Mac Miller who's on the ballot. It will be Jason Burke. Jason Burke, by the way, will join us later in the program. What do you make of that, especially as we are now 27 days from Election Day?
Yeah, I think the judge came to the right conclusion in the end. I'm glad that he did. And Mr. Burke, I remember reading yesterday, he made some comments, I guess under questioning, they asked, well, didn't you sign the candidate statement that said that you understood all the campaign finance laws? And he did. But that comes down to like an adhesion contract. I mean, if you've ever, it's like getting a mortgage on your home and you've got 53,000 pages of legalese that you have to go through. And in the end, you just say, I'm just going to sign this thing. The fact is, we have made running for office with all these campaign finance reports and the requirements and everything else very, very difficult for someone who has not been in the system. Mr. Burke was a first-time candidate. And it's quite easy to get confused and to miss things. I know experienced candidates who make these types of mistakes all along. So I think the judge made the right decision, and I think that the running for office probably needs to be readdressed.
Wow. If folks want to know more about what you're up to, and in this final month before voting, it's vitally important that people find out what's going on, know what's going on. If folks want to hook up with you, how do they do that?
Yeah, and you're right. There's a lot going on, and a lot more is going to be going on as this thing heats up. Just go to NevadaNewsAndViews.com and sign up for my free email newsletter.
And by the way, you're updating stuff every day, am I right, on your blog?
That is absolutely correct. We send email out, and I am working for a...
Whoops. Did we lose him? Looks like we might have lost him. Well, that's Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, on our City National Bank guest hotline. Coming up, very excited, a brand new movie coming out that the left doesn't want us to see. We're going to tell you where you can see it all across the state of Nevada. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now. Nancy Pelosi is trying to take over Nevada. Do I have your attention? Hey, Kevin Wall here with a very important message for all Nevadans. If you want to stop Nancy Pelosi and elitist out-of-state liberals from invading our state, you've got to get out and vote for Danny Tarkanian. Danny is the Trump-endorsed conservative candidate for Congress. He's a fighter, offering real solutions for Nevada families. Solutions like school choice. Danny believes that you as parents deserve a say in how your tax dollars are spent and which education system is best for your children. And Danny will work hard with President Trump to finally secure our borders. For our safety and security, it's an absolute must. In Congress, Danny will strengthen our country and our state by supporting the America First agenda that's already making America great again. Congress has been broken for a long time, folks, and that's why we need Danny Tarkanian's common sense approach. He'll get things done in Washington. I urge you to do the right thing for Nevada and for America and support our friend Danny Tarkanian for Congress.
I'm Danny Tarkanian, and I approve this message, paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
Hi, Michelle Malkin here. The Gosnell movie opens on October 12th. Dean Cain and the entire cast do a superb job bringing this true story to the big screen.
Healthy woman goes into a clinic, comes out dead, and there's no police report?
You might be worried that this movie is too scary. It's not. As a mother of two, I promise you, you can bring your teenage children to see it. Bring friends and family, too. We have a unique opportunity to change hearts and minds about abortion. Don't miss out.
Kermit Gosnell is perhaps the most prolific serial killer in American history.
Gosnell, rated PG-13.
Here are some facts to consider about question 3, the ballot measure that would deregulate electricity in Nevada.
Fact. In the 14 states that deregulated electricity, average residential rates are 30% higher than Nevada's.
Fact. When California tried deregulating electricity, it led to higher electric bills, the Enron scandal, and rolling blackouts. Today, California's average rates are nearly double ours.
Fact. Because electricity deregulation has been a costly failure, no states have tried it in nearly 20 years.
Fact. Question 3 would lock electricity deregulation into our state constitution, making it very difficult to repeal.
Fact. Question 3 is opposed by a bipartisan coalition, including AARP Nevada, the Urban Chamber of Commerce, and the Professional Firefighters of Nevada, because Question 3's electricity deregulation scheme would be bad for Nevada.
Learn more and join our growing coalition at knowon3.com.
Paid for by the Coalition to Defeat Question 3.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764. And take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. I trust Adam Laxalt to protect Nevada's identity and our values as governor. As attorney general, he protected us from sanctuary cities and threats to free speech. His opponent, known as Shady Steve Sisolak, was called corrupt by a judge for trying to give government contracts to political cronies. He claims every tax is on the table and plans on raising our property taxes. As governor, Adam Laxalt will keep Nevada prosperous and free and keep us from turning into California. Early voting begins October 20th, paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is a movie that nobody wanted you to see. Yeah, the Dems, the Libs, they didn't want you to see this movie. It's called Gosnell. It's about an abortion doctor in Philadelphia, and I'll just tell you, it's an amazing film. I just saw it last week. It is an amazing, amazing film. It's going to open on Friday at the AMC Town Square 18, the Regal Boulder Station Stadium 11, and Regal Colonnade Stadium 14 here in Las Vegas. In Reno, it's going to open on Friday. Century Park Lane Theater 14. We'll tell you more about that. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
And when the band plays Hail to the Chief, they point the cannon at you. It ain't me. It ain't me.
I... 790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
On across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. Oh, and I didn't mention, and in Assembly District 5, where those of you that live and work in Assembly District 5, you've had a bit of confusion. Who's on the ballot for assembly? There's been a court case. In fact, there was a court action yesterday. Rob Lauer was in the courtroom and reported first person for us yesterday. And it now turns out that Jason Burke has been on the ballot and will remain on the ballot. Mac Miller will be off the ballot. And we now know who you can vote for in Assembly District 5. And joining us in studio is Jason Burke, the GOP candidate for Assembly District 5. And that collective sigh of relief you heard about 12 noon yesterday, that was Jason Burke. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on. Yeah, it has definitely been a huge relief to finally not have any more distractions going on, that I can fully focus on the campaign and focus on my constituents.
I want to ask you, explain how this happened. You missed a court date, and that kind of sent this whole thing spiraling into a kind of a whodunit sort of thing. Explain what happened.
On September 13th, there was a hearing. I was never notified of the hearing. I wasn't served in person. I never received a phone call, an email. I never received a letter in the mail. Nothing informing me that there was a hearing on September 13th. I found out later that afternoon from my consultant, Lisa Mayo, that she had called me and said, hey, there is a hearing at 9 a.m. this morning, unbeknownst to me, called into the courthouse and said, hey, what's going on? What's happening? Trying to get any information about the hearing. And I was told, wait a few days to get the minutes. And at that point, found out the default judgment was against me because I wasn't there, that Mac Miller had won.
So tell me how somebody running for Assembly District 5, how do you campaign? How do you raise money? How do you get people to put yard signs in or volunteer to walk for you? How do you do that when you're hanging under that cloud of, is he on the ballot? Is he not on the ballot?
That's definitely been an extremely difficult roadblock. To that, I've just been out walking, knocking on doors, doing everything that I can. And hopefully now that everybody can know that Jason Burke is the candidate, Jason Burke is on the ballot, that should hopefully loosen up some funds.
Did you ever knock on some doors and people say, oh, it's funny, about 30 minutes ago that Mac Miller was by. He said he's the Republican nominee.
No, that did not happen. I did have a couple in-person interactions where people were like, oh, Jason Burke, I thought Miller was on the ballot. And then a few-minute conversation to correct him on whose name actually is on it.
Explain what you're hearing. When you go and you knock on doors, what is it you're hearing from potential constituents?
First and foremost, people are concerned about education, from the budget for classes, class sizes, and school safety. What do you do when you have classes and teachers and people are now prepping for when's the next school shooting? So those would probably be the biggest concerns. After that, obviously, you know, economic growth, more jobs, budget reform, fiscal responsibility, those would be.
I'm just curious that with all of these concerns, and people can't know this by listening to the radio, you are a millennial.
Yes.
And I'm curious, I don't know if millennials vote a lot in Assembly District 5, but you are like the poster child of a young guy saying, I'm going to get involved. I'm not going to let all these old dudes, these old white dudes do their thing. I'm going to jump in and I'm going to make a difference. Can you talk a little bit about being a millennial in a race like this? And do you think millennials will come out and support you?
It definitely has been hard. And as a millennial, of course, I had that idea that, hey, I'm powerless. I don't have any ability to do any of these things. I'm not old enough. I don't have the experience. And realistically, I thought I'd have to wait probably 20 more years before I could actually give this a real shot. And then I thought about it. 20 years is an extremely long time for people that, to be honest, have a hard time sending emails or adjusting the brightness on their cell phone, and they're setting precedents and laws that directly affect me every day for the next however long that I have. And I wanted to take this as an opportunity that maybe I can pave a way for other millennials. I'm not saying I'm the best. I'm not saying that I'm the end-all be-all, that I have every solution, but maybe I can pave the way for somebody that will be. And definitely I want to be a legislature. I want this.
Let me just ask you, the issues that you hear about, and I know I do my own little focus group for 3 hours every day, and I know people are concerned about education. They want to know what happened to the ESAs. There are a lot of those issues that are out there. I want to ask you about education because, you know, even with all the money we're spending via the commerce tax, the largest tax increase in the history of our state, that supposedly $650 million, whatever it is, going to education, What we find is that our schools are still 50th and still 49th, and they suck.
There's no reason for us to be in last place. I genuinely can't come up with any reason why we're dead last. You have access to an almost infinite amount of information in your cell phone. You carry around with you everywhere. Any possible question you could ask, you can get an answer to almost immediately. So when you have access to that kind of information, when you have that amount of information available to you, what are you doing with it? So I would say it's not necessarily what you're teaching, it's how you're teaching it. How do you use this phenomenal resource that's at your fingertips? How do you use that to grow and learn and build relationships and better yourself and better the education system? So I think that would be my focus, would be using all possible resources at hand to make a difference.
I'm going to ask you something I've asked other people, people with more experience. But here's what I've been told. Really nice, well-meaning people that are dedicated to doing the public's good. They go to Carson City. Maybe it's the water. Maybe it's the power and influence. I don't know. But somehow they get changed. Do you have a feel for that and why that is? And what one person, yourself, going to Carson City, how you could change that?
I think being young is probably one of my biggest assets. I'm energetic. I have the stamina and the endurance to be able to consistently keep going back and keep trying to push something and not accept defeat. And I think that when people do go up there and they do let this get to their head, I'm just a guy. I'm 24 years old. I've lived in the district for the past 22 years. Ben North Elementary, Lawrence Middle School, Spring Valley High School, CSN, UNLV, UNR. I am in this community. I'm a local. And I want to see my community prosper. I want to see people that are struggling every day do better. And I think that's going to be my driving force moving forward.
I want to ask you, we've got early voting beginning a week from Saturday.
Yes.
We've got Election Day on November 6th. For an assembly race, and in particular one that doesn't have a huge amount of assets, you can't self-fund, you're not a millionaire, any of that stuff. How do you go about getting the word out? How are you going to market yourself from here on out? Can you knock on enough doors to make sure that you get to everybody?
Knocking is definitely my first priority across the board. We do have a mailer that's currently out. I have 4 A-frames that are out, 8x16s in busy thoroughfares in the district. We do want to have more mailers go out, and I am in need of finances and funds to be able to do that. And I do need more walk literature and walk calls, and we want to be able to do robocalls for Get the Vote Out.
I just want to ask you, if on election night you find that you've got more votes than your opponent, what will be the first priority when you go to Carson City? I mean, is there an issue that you want to grapple with one-on-one? Is there an issue that you see as something where maybe you can make a difference?
Yeah, education would definitely be my major focus, but I think where I would be able to bring something to the table would be with the fiscal responsibility, with fiscal transparency. If you look at any bank, they know exactly where all their money's going, down to the penny, who it's going to, where it's going, and even in some cases why it's going to them. Everything's tracked and everything's available as open information. However, when you look at our budget, everybody just says, there's no more money. There was money. It was supposed to go here. It didn't. Don't know where it went. So adopting a zero-based budgeting policy, I think, would probably be one of my biggest pushes, just to be able to say, look, there's more than enough money available. It's how are you allocating the funds to get results.
Are you getting any help? I know it's really late in the game.
Right.
Are you getting any help from the state party or from others, related to the Republican Party, whether it's the county, whether it's the city, Clark County Republicans? Are you getting help from local infrastructure?
I'm hoping now that the confusion's been clarified, that I am on the ballot, I am the candidate, that should hopefully open up some more doors for me. So far, the biggest help has been my campaign team. Lisa Mayo, Nathan Emmons have been the biggest help. Chris Edwards for Assemblyman District 19, he's been a massive help as well. And I would like to get more help from the caucus. They have been a little distant, but I'm hoping, you know, now I can see it from their point of view. They're trying to figure out who are they going to support, who are they going to help. But now that everything's been clarified, everything's been solidified, I'm hoping I can get more help now.
Tell me about Assembly District 5, and for our listeners that may not know even where Assembly District 5 is, can you give us kind of a geographical look at where it is? And from a demographic standpoint, you know, what are we looking at here as far as Republicans versus Democrats?
Yeah, roughly the map is, and this is rough, and it is has some indents here and there. It's roughly Flamingo to Charleston, Hualapai to Jones, roughly that block with some indentations here and there. The demographics, it is a slightly more Democratic district. We have roughly 13,500 Democrats, 11,500 Republicans, about 8,500 independents. So obviously independents are going to be my biggest push and letting them know, hey, I'm out here. I am trying to represent you. And if you spend some time with me, I think you'll find that our viewpoints and opinions line up.
Is Donald Trump a factor in these assembly races, in your assembly race?
He is my president. I think he is a factor. But as far as the assembly goes, it is a lot more local. And at the state level, I'm not sure necessarily how much of a part he would play, but definitely an influencing factor.
I know that it's very late in the game.
Yes.
But I know there are people that may hear this. They may not even live in Assembly District 5, but they see a young guy who has battled the legal system and now is fully ensconced in trying to get elected and may want to help you. What is it you need at this point? Do you need money? You need yard signs? You need people to walk neighborhoods for you? What?
Everything, literally everything, because it really just has been me and a couple other people trying to make this happen. Definitely need finances. Again, need more walk literature, need to be able to do more mailers. I would love to have yard signs up to actually have local support that hopefully now people can see, hey, here's a local guy trying to do something for all of us. And that would definitely be beneficial, especially having some robocalls and things coming out. I think best people can reach me at my website at burkefornevada.com, burkefornevada.com. Or at my personal cell at 702-747-4272. You can call or text me.
Give that number again and do it slowly.
702-747-4272.
Jason, it is great to finally meet you. I know there's been a lot of controversy out there in the air, but the controversy is all in the rearview mirror right now because you are on the ballot. You will be on the ballot. You're on the and by the way, just for the record, you are already on the military ballots that went out, what, weeks or months ago?
Correct. My name was on those ballots that went out.
Excellent. Excellent. Good luck, and we will keep track of your race. Thanks so much for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Jason Burke, he is running in Assembly District 5, and he's on the ballot. The court said so yesterday. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
Hi, Michelle Malkin here. The Gosnell movie opens on October 12th. Dean Cain and the entire cast do a superb job bringing this true story to the big screen.
Healthy woman goes into a clinic, comes out dead, and there's no police report?
You might be worried that this movie is too scary. It's not. As a mother of two, I promise you, you can bring your teenage children to see it. Bring friends and family, too. We have a unique opportunity to change hearts and minds about abortion. Don't miss out.
Kermit Gosnell is perhaps the most prolific serial killer in American history.
Gosnell, rated PG-13.
I am Jim Marchant, and I'm running for re-election for Assembly District 37. I will vote against any effort to raise your property taxes, against allowing Nevada to become a sanctuary state, against continued efforts to violate your Second Amendment rights, and against school districts being able to levy taxes on you. This is the most critical election in our history, and it is very important that you get out and vote for candidates like me that believe as you do. I am Jim Marchant, and I humbly ask for your support and vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon, and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism, and the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
This is an important voter alert for anyone who doesn't want Nevada to turn into California. If you want to protect your gun rights, your parental rights, even your rights to use a plastic straw, check out Dennis Hoff. Dennis is a conservative small businessman running for the Nevada State Assembly. He signed the Taxpayer Protection Pledge and is dedicated to making Nevada, Nevada again. Check him out at DennisHoff.com. That's DennisHoff.com. Paid for by Friends of Dennis Hoff.
Hello, my name is Richard MacArthur. I'm running for re-election in Assembly District 4, which is in the northwest part of Las Vegas. I have lived in Las Vegas for 38 years and want Nevada to be a good place to live and work, raise a family, feel safe, and be able to start a business. I support lower taxes, limited government, the right to keep and bear arms, school choice, and voter ID. I'm opposed to sanctuary cities and amnesty for illegals. I humbly ask for your vote in the general election in November. Again, Richard MacArthur, Assembly District 4, paid for by the committee to elect Richard MacArthur.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And local now. Good to have you with us. By the way, did you know we were talking about millennials? Did you know? And this is interesting. There's a group called Next Gen America that's working right here in Nevada. They are financed by Tom Steyer, California billionaire, I think is the best way to describe him. He is a flaming liberal. He is a global warming nutcase. And Next Gen Nevada, he says Next Gen announced it has registered 10,725 young people to vote before the upcoming election. They have a program called Our Vote Program for Next Gen. It's been on the ground in Nevada since 2017, financed by Tom Steyer. And since launching its youth organizing program in Nevada, Next Gen has deployed more than 40 organizers, recruited 1,400 volunteers across 10 campuses and community colleges across the state. These people are doing something. I don't know if it will work. I don't know if these millennials will go to the polls. But I will tell you this, it's scary when you see the amount of money that is being spent by Tom Steyer, a billionaire who has tons of money. And we've got, you know, the question is, do we have the same kind of effort going on? I don't know. I hope so. I trust that we are. I want to tell you very quickly about a new movie that's coming out. I saw it last week. There was a private screening, and I was there with a lot of folks that are in the Right to Life movement, Melissa Clement and others. She's the president of Nevada Right to Life. And I must tell you, I was so moved by the movie. It was not preachy. It was a story of a serial killer, an abortion doctor by the name of Kermit Gosnell in Philadelphia. And this is a movie that took 4 years to make. And it's finally coming out. And it is opening in theaters here in Las Vegas and in Reno on Friday. I hope you will support this movie, because these people, for these people, it has been a labor of love. And some of these people have put their professional careers on the line. Again, they have to go back and work in Hollywood, remember? But the movie is going to open. It's called Gosnell, G-O-S-N-E-L-L. And here in Las Vegas at the AMC Town Square 18, the Regal Boulder Station Stadium 11, and Regal Colonnade Stadium 14 on Friday. Make sure you go see this movie. In Reno, it will open on Friday at the Century Park Lane Theater 14. The Century Park Lane Theater 14. So if you get a chance over the weekend, make sure you check out this movie. It is an important film. And by the way, I expected it to be preachy, pro-life, but it really wasn't. It was kind of a murder story, like a serial killer story, and how this abortion doctor was brought to justice, how an entire community initially ignored the story, and then all of a sudden, everybody was talking about it. The movie is Gosnell, and it opens on Friday. And again, here in Las Vegas, the AMC Town Square 18, the Regal Boulder Station Stadium 11, and the Regal Colonnade Stadium 14. The Reno Theater, by the way, where it opens on Friday, Century Park Lane Theater 14. Okay? Coming up, there's been a big story. You know, and it has nothing to do with Brett Kavanaugh, I promise. This is a story about a woman who is a former chair of the Nevada Republican Party, also happens to be the spouse of Danny Tarkanian. She's talking about, and she was in studio the other day, talking about the idea of running for Las Vegas City Council and running for Lois Tarkanian. We'll find out what Danny Tarkanian thinks about that. He'll be in studio coming up in just a couple of minutes. And we'll find out, you know, we could end up with, this is really cool. You know, in April of next year, we could end up with a Tarkanian in Washington and a Tarkanian sitting on the Las Vegas City Council. Wouldn't that be cool? Husband and wife. I love that idea. Stick around. We got so much to do. Danny Tarkanian joins us in studio coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
Laxalt has already broken his pledge to repeal the commerce tax. Now he wants $500 million in new taxes for education. Adam Laxalt broke his promise on taxes, so how can we trust his promise to protect our gun rights? As governor, I will always protect and defend our God-given rights to carry our guns and protect our families. If you support constitutional carry, text Bundy to 53445. Paid for by the Governor Bundy campaign.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.